What if you could spend 30 minutes with the brightest mind of our age? Man, that would be cool. Well, lower your expectations, people. This is the Mediocrities Podcast. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Mediocrities Podcast. The only show that lets you wander aimlessly through a man's brain for about 30 minutes with no restrictions and no map. Welcome. Something new. It's the Olympics. The freaking Olympics. Are you watching? Are you enjoying it? Or are you caught up in all the news stories about all the sideline stuff? Either way, there's interesting things. There are interesting things to see on the television. And it's amazing to watch the United States going up against all these other countries with no spectators or very few spectators, I guess. I still haven't figured out what the rules are for who can be in the stands, because there appear to be some spectators, but it's not, I don't know. Is it the Olympians? Is this what it is? I'm just excited about wrestling. I'm watching all the other stuff just because it's kind of the appetizer for wrestling. So that's what I'm trying to get to. And I am excited to see how the Americans fare against the world. I mean, we see a lot of these guys competing in world championships. So it's not like they've never seen most of the competition that they're going to face here at the Olympics, but still on this stage, it's going to be really cool. And I'm very excited, not just to see the wrestling, but also where the crowd kind of hurts you on some of the other sports, just because you kind of get that feel. When I watch wrestling, I like listening to what the coaches are saying. I like listening to the action on the mat. You know, when the referee is warning someone for passivity or whatever, I want to hear that. So I'll be able to hear it all, apparently, because they probably won't have a whole lot of talking over the matches. They'll be able to let you see what's going on, but there's not going to be all that crowd noise to get in the way. So if there is a silver lining, for at least for me, for wrestling, that's going to be it. But hey, when they were doing the opening ceremonies, did y'all watch that? My favorite part of the opening ceremonies were the people that did the sport icons, that they kind of acted them out. If you haven't seen it, go and, you know, Google it, YouTube it, DuckDuckGo it, whatever, and go look at that video. And it was very entertaining. I had a blast watching that. I had to actually watched it twice. And also I noticed Olympic Kumite. My gosh, when I saw that, I immediately thought of Bloodsport. I know that's not what's going to happen, but I kind of want to watch some to see if maybe they have the raised platform. And I don't know, you know, is Chong Lee going to be there? Is Frank Dukes? Well, Frank Dukes, I think he's still alive. Even though I read somewhere that he made all that stuff up. So I don't know, but Kumite, y'all, well, that'd be kind of cool to watch. So anyway, it's Olympics. I'm excited about it. I hope that you're enjoying them, and let's take a quick break and we'll come back and jump inside my brain and talk about some, well, you'll see. Now it is time to journey deep inside the mind of Mediocrities. Please watch your step and keep your hands and feet inside the ride vehicle at all times. Okay, so inside the mind of Mediocrities, I kind of titled this section in my notes, Secret Lives of Isolated Desperation. I mean, how's that for a title? But yeah, I'm thinking about, the more that I look at, you know, the CDC's talking about recommending masks again, and everybody's saying, oh, this is so political, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about that. I want to get into just kind of the light that this whole COVID thing has shed on the way that we live our lives. Now, I know that this was happening before COVID, but I've kind of really noticed it in my own life and kind of the circles that I run with, but also by observing my coworkers, my kids, just you know, people in general. And something that I've noticed is that, you know, everybody kind of insulates themselves, right? You kind of insulate yourselves. And are you familiar with a Venn diagram? And I hope I'm using this correctly, but you know, the Venn diagram is where, like, you have circles that are kind of, they overlap one another, and they're supposed to show how different things overlap and intersect and kind of have a relationship one to another. A lot of people, I think, and sometimes I find myself guilty of this, is that we have all these circles of our, it's almost like different personas of our lives, and they don't overlap. They don't intersect. We behave one way, or we're one type of person when we're at church. And then the minute that we get into the parking lot, we like turn into Hell's Angels or something. And that's why a lot of priests will try to remind you, hey, once you leave Mass, you know, the blessing at the end, when we're dismissed, go, it is sent, right? Ete missa est. I'm sure I butchered the Latin there, but when we're sent out, then now the grace that we've received as Christians, we're supposed to go out and take to the world. Well, my goodness, once people get past the narthex and out the doors, that parking lot becomes a battle zone, right? But anyway, we behave one way at church, and we carry ourselves one way. We talk a certain way. Maybe, I don't know. You've got your church persona, and then you've got how you are when you go to the gym. And, you know, now maybe you go straight from church to the gym and you like to work out in church clothes. If that's what does it for you, dude, great. But at least, you know, you're wearing different outfits. Maybe you talk different or you act differently. Maybe you're walking around in those Zubas pants. You know what I'm talking about? The Zubas pants. Napoleon Dynamite, you want to take a roundhouse to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys, those kind of pants. They're real big in the 80s. Look them up. Z-U-B-A-Z, I think, is how you pronounce them. Anyway, you know, you behave one way at the gym. Maybe you behave another way, or you have a different work persona. Maybe when you go to the bar, go out with your friends. It's a different set of friends that you run with. You behave differently. You talk differently. How about at home? The way that you behave at home or with your family, right? Do you behave differently when your parents come over than you do when you're at church, than you do when you're at work, than you do when you're at the bar, than you do when you're at the gym, than you do when you're at Walmart? Do you see what I'm kind of saying? You know, do those things overlap? You know, if you see work people at the gym, will they recognize you apart from your face? You know, or are we so protected at work because we're afraid of, you know, human resources or somebody coming down on us? Or do we not carry our faith into the workplace? Do we not carry our faith in the gym? I don't know. I don't know you. The only way I'm going to know you is if you reach out to me, you hit me on the DMs on the Twitter, or send me an email, right? But just for myself, I can catch myself doing that, right? I behave one way at work. I behave differently when I'm on Twitter, right? You know, is that really being honest? I'm just thinking about that. And I guess COVID kind of exposed it, because a lot of people now we're working from home, right? So our work persona and our home persona are going to be constantly rubbing up against each other. So unless you have a way to isolate yourself completely from anything else going on in your house, but you know, most calls you get on Zoom calls or Teams or GoToMeeting or whatever. And I'm not advertising for these groups. I've been on every brand of connectivity you can think of during this stupid thing. But you know, what about when dogs walk in, or when kids come in because it's summer, or weather or fire alarms or garbage trucks outside, whatever it is, you know, there's just kind of intersection of work and home. But what about our faith lives? You know, do we run, are the people that we go to church with, are they part of our friend circle? Are they part of that community? Are the people that we party with, can I use that term? I'm in my 40s. I don't really party, I guess. I want to party though. I want to party. I'm here to party. I could put on a tuxedo shirt. But would those people be the same people that I go to church with? Would they be the same people that I am friends with? Or you know, how does that work out, right? I'm just thinking about it. Just this, we have a really good way of categorizing people. This is just a human thing. Like Adam in the garden, Adam's very first thing to do was to name the animals. And so kind of when you look at human beings and you think about how, I'm not a brain guy. I couldn't tell you anything about like how the gray matter that you're wandering around up here, how it's working, right? I just know that it works because I'm here, right? Very, very limited understanding. But one thing that I do know is that we categorize because I categorize. And when we meet people, we start classifying them. We want to shorten it to the, and maybe it's because our brains have learned over time that it's easier to categorize things and shorten the reference rather than try to remember all the specifics of any particular thing. And so we group people, you know, we group them by the way they dress. We group them by, maybe the things that we know that they like, that they say that they like. We group them by height. We group them by, some people group people by skin color, ethnicity, or accents, right? You know, if you're a Southerner, go to the North and watch how people react to your language. They immediately assume that your IQ is 15 points lower than it really is, right? It, just because they make associations and categories. Well, you know, I don't guess people are watching Hee Haw anymore, but who knows what they think, you know, these days. I can just remember someone in Michigan being so surprised that a Tennessean would be wearing shoes. Why does that even matter? But anyway, we categorize things based on different things, right? So language or your occupation, what school you went to. You know, people from the Ivy League talking to people that went to state schools or people that went to private schools versus the people that went to state schools, people that went to a liberal arts school and had a different kind of education. Or you know, I even saw that same kind of stuff at high school. You know what's different, though, when athletes get together? I noticed it when I wrestled and ran track and things like that, when doesn't matter what school you go to. Yeah, you may carry yourself a little bit differently in the locker room and when you go from the school transportation to the field of competition. But honestly, when you're on the mat with somebody else, it doesn't really matter if you're a private school kid or a public school kid. We're here to wrestle. And after the matches, we're going to get along and we're going to find, you know, ways to hang out because we're all wrestlers. We're all athletes. So anyway, this categorization is crazy though. And I'm seeing it right now on Twitter so rampant. And I see it since I'm in a lot of the Catholic Twitter, I'm seeing it from the people that want to label your brand of Catholicism, right? Do you support Pope Francis or do you not support Pope Francis? Are you TLM or are you NO? Are you, you know, whatever. And honestly, it's irritating. It's irritating because most Catholics by and large just want to be Catholic, right? We don't want to carry anybody's flag. We don't want to, wage any wars. We want Jesus, right? And so the people that are TLM, then what they have got going for them is working for them in a church where you don't have to go to the Latin Mass, but you can go to the Latin Mass. If that works for you, we're still receiving the same Jesus. We're not receiving less Jesus by going to so-called Novus Ordo Mass versus going to a so-called traditional Latin Mass, we're receiving Jesus, the same Jesus. And that same Jesus is giving us grace, right? So if the Latin's doing it for you and you're not being an asshole the way you treat your fellow Christians, great. Same for someone going to a so-called Novus Ordo Mass. If you're growing in your faith and you are receiving Christ and not being a butt to somebody else, then okay. I don't want to argue with you on Twitter about it. So you may notice a couple of times I may post on some things, but just because I agree with, or I put a heart on somebody's post, doesn't mean I fully agree with them. I appreciate what they have to say. And I appreciate people that are sharing their opinions. I don't appreciate the name calling and where we just categorize someone and just say, well, you're a modernist because you go to the Novus Ordo. Good grief, dude. Just, we can get past that, right? And honestly, thanks to Stakem, again, Stakem coming through, spitting facts and kind of helping people to understand that diverging opinions and questioning and doubt and sincere inquisitiveness is not a bad thing. And it's okay for us to ask questions and to try to get clarification without automatically vilifying someone who questions us or asks us to further explain our point, right? So just our minds are so quick to calculate and categorize and label someone. And what I don't want to see happen in my own life, and what I hope you don't want to see in your own life, is that we categorize someone and then just write them off like they have nothing important to add to our lives or our conversation. And I, even tonight, kind of in a conversation I was having with my wife over some opinion pieces that we had both read, you know, I was real quick to dismiss a writer because the language in the article that she had written kind of, to me, just it smacked of just a propaganda piece, right? And that kind of stuff irritates me. But at the same time, if I could have calmed my brain down for just a minute, I could realize that, you know, there could be some salient points in there. If I would take the time to get past my reaction to those hypercharged words that were being used, because those were what were setting me off, right? And to take the time to understand the perspective of that person's opinion piece. And I didn't do that. I kind of sucked at that. But again, you know, even people that have diverging opinions from us doesn't mean that they're right, but there could be an angle that they share that we hadn't considered before. And I guess personally, you know, I'm looking at how quick we are to basically exclude somebody for not conforming to whatever particular circle we happen to, or persona we happen to be occupying right now. You know, that's a very conservative approach to relationships. And I don't mean conservative as far as like being orthodox. Those are bad nomenclatures. But to get to the point where we're excluding someone because they don't conform to something that we see, we're listening for particular words in order for us to think that you're a good person, or we're looking for you to dress in a particular way or to have a particular occupation or have gone to a particular school before we'll give you the time of day. We don't need to behave that way. And I don't need to behave that way. I think COVID and the pandemic and just all the things that have happened in the last 18 months, and maybe a little bit before that, but the last 18 months for me particularly has just made this so evident that it's happening. And I see the way that people are vilified depending on their opinion on vaccines or the elections or just some, I mean, those are kind of hot button things anyway, right? But it's carrying over into other stuff too. And, you know, in high school, I know of fights that used to take place over Fords versus Chevys. I was never in those fights, but I know people are passionate about things. I just don't think that our passions give us an excuse to be jerks to other people. And unfortunately, our society is full of that kind of a jerk mentality. I don't want to do that. What I want, honestly, I want to be opening windows to let someone into my life And that's going to require a lot of humility for me, because guess what? That person may not like me. They may not like what I have to say. For me, this was a huge step doing this podcast, because, you know, when I do talks for Catholic parishes around the nation, I know basically what I'm getting into, right? And I know that there will be some people that may not like everything I have to say, but by and large, you're bringing me out to your place. You kind of know what you're getting, and I kind of know what to expect. Here on Twitter, I don't, and I know I can pick who I follow, and people can choose who follow me, and there's that. But I feel like I'm kind of putting myself out there in a little bit different way. And it's a challenge for me. And actually it's kind of exciting to go in there and read posts and articles by people I may not disagree or I may not agree with, that may not be lined up with my particular beliefs on topics. But by opening that door and starting a conversation, or at least opening myself by commenting on something or asking a question, and then see what happens. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. I have learned a lot from Stakem, and it's so weird for me to say that, but whoever they've got running that Twitter account offers some good insights from time to time, and at the same time is not afraid to throw in some meat related puns. It's too fun. It's too fun. So, you know, when we open ourselves up, we find things, we realize new things, and it's kind of it's been a fun challenge, but I wonder if I'm able to take that next step and to let more people into my life, face to face, with whom I may disagree or have some major differences, in order to be a friend to them and to develop authentic friendship. Because the one thing that I know I need is community. And the flip side to having this Twitter account is, you know, I'm inviting you all to share in my life, and I'd like to share in yours. I'd like to get to know you. And I know a little bit from your Twitter post, right? But, you know, what are the ways that I can make the show better, make it more conversational? Ultimately, that's what I want. I want to be able to, I would like for you listening to this show to be like you and I are sitting here talking about stuff, right? And the only way that works is for you to get back in touch with me. The best way to do that is for you to shoot me a DM on Twitter, or you can, it doesn't have to be a DM, just hit me on Twitter at MediocritiesPod, and I'll put that in the show notes, or send me an email to MediocritiesPodcast@outlook.com. I just want to know what's going on with you. How are things in your neck of the woods? What's going on with you? Do you think that what I'm saying right now is a bunch of crap? Then let me know that. I really look forward to hearing what people have to say about the shows and the feedback that I get, because I feel like it's making me a better person. And if I can be an encouragement to you, then I want to do that. That would be a blessing for me to provide that for you. So, you know, I'm hoping that at the end of the day, that I can be there for people, more people than just the people that are just like me. Does that make sense? That's kind of what I'm working with right now. I feel like this whole year I've gotten very cold toward my fellow man, and I don't want to be cold toward my fellow man. I want to get better. And I think the only way to get better is to step out of my comfort zone. So I appreciate Twitter as much weirdness as there is on Twitter. I'm grateful for the divergence of opinions, diversity of opinions. I'm grateful for meeting some of the characters that are out there and some of the personas, including Wendy's and Stakem, which always make me laugh in their posts, but also a lot of people in Catholic Twitter that are kind of opening my eyes to some new things. And that's been a lot of fun, and I'm appreciating it very much. So I do hope that you'll reach out. I hope that you'll connect with me. And I hope that we will always pray for each other to have that courage and that humility, that when we are faced with opinions and ideas and persons that may be completely different than what we're comfortable, my prayer is that we'll have that courage and that humility to be a friend and to show show real humanity toward her fellow man. That's my thoughts. That's what's going on inside the old brain. And hope to hear from you soon. I appreciate your voicemails on the Anchor app. Just reaching out to you. That's a lot of fun for me. So keep it up. I do appreciate it. And that's it. Thanks. Yeah, so after that weird transition, let's talk about something old. You know what I miss? I miss wrestling. I miss being a wrestler. I miss the competition. I miss the training. Even those practices. Gosh, we had 3-4 hour long practices. And just we left there just without any energy left in our bodies, completely dripping sweat from every pore. But the benefits that that sport has given to my life, the life lessons that I learned, just I can't even calculate the value. It's paid for itself. All the blood, sweat, and tears has paid for itself time and time again in my life, especially in areas of building confidence. And actually, it's probably physically saved my life because of the strengthening that it gave to my heart and my lungs and the things that my body's able to endure, that mentally I know my body can take. And it just, I've seen time and time again how it's paid off. So my encouragement to you, if you're a parent, you got some kids that are looking for some activities, put them in wrestling. Girls and guys, put them in wrestling. Most states have programs for both sexes, so you can give it a shot. And I'm telling you, the benefits are amazing. And if they're involved in some other sport, it'll make them better. I've yet to see someone come to compete as a wrestler that also competes in another sport. I've never seen that not benefit them in multiple ways. So you should really check it out. Now, real quick, before I go, I mentioned that I like hearing from you. Well, let me remind you how you can reach out to me. You can reach out to me by email at mediocritiespodcast@outlook.com. You can hit me on Twitter at mediocritiespod. Or if you have the Anchor app, you can leave me a voicemail. And I will include all this in the show notes. But one thing that I really would like for you to do for me, because I don't reach out very far on Twitter, I need you as my listener to please rate, review, and share this podcast. If you enjoy it, then there's probably someone that you know who will enjoy it. Okay. I don't know them. I don't see them on Twitter, right? I only see you. I only see you as my subscriber. And I'm looking at the statistics, right? But the only way that this show reaches more people is if you tell them. Right. I have no money. I can't invest in paid advertisements and things like that. So if you like the show, then tell somebody about it. Share a link to an episode. If you hate the show, contact me. Tell me what's wrong with it. Is it the whole show? Should I quit? Or is there something that's like, I like this, I don't like this. Then give me your feedback. Every piece of feedback, even the complaining feedback, has helped me make this show a little bit better every time. So I want to keep doing that. And that's where you come in. So I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you subscribing and following me, whether you are on Apple Podcast or Spotify or some of the other devices that are out there. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Please tell other people and get them involved in the conversation. Once we get into season 2, that's going to be coming up pretty soon, actually, then we're going to start having interviews. So if that's you, you want to be interviewed, I want you to let me know. And let me know what you'd like to talk about, because we can literally talk about anything. I really don't even care. You want to talk about throwing hay into barns? Sure, we'll do it. You want to talk about mowing grass or fixing cars? Sure, I don't know anything about fixing cars, but I'll talk to you about it. So let me know what you'd like to do, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.